Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5.
How did you get your first job? I just was a friend of a friend of someone and ended up getting a job as a Plymouth Raiders table official. That was my first ever job. I did the 30-second clock at the Mayflower Centre. There you go, another thing you didn't know about me. Were you nodded through like me in that situation without an interview, or was it like the most difficult thing you've ever done, getting that first job? Well, it seems getting employed is particularly difficult for people, maybe with a learning disability or autism or a spectrum condition. An average of just 6% actually are in paid work across the UK. And a scheme happening right here in Devon called Project Search is hoping to change that for lots of Devon people. Since the end of last year, unpaid interns with learning disabilities and difficulties have been working in areas of the NHS at the Royal Devon and Exeter Hospital. It's brilliant, this, with the aim of securing full-time jobs at the end of it. Our reporter Hattie McCann has been out to learn more. Morning, Hattie.
Morning, John. I am here at the RD&E this morning in Exeter, talking to some very excited young people about a new scheme that they're part of. I have Mark with me here. Mark, what do you do here at the hospital?
I'm on oncology, which is Cherry Brook and radiotherapy, and I make teas and coffees and deliver bloods to the blood room, and it's very exciting.
So what makes this scheme that you are on so special?
That 99% of us would get full-time employment.
And why did you want to start being involved in working here?
Because I always wanted to work with people who are poorly and with disabilities. So I thought it would be good to try this and hopefully get a full-time job by the end of it.
How long have you been doing it so far?
Since October last year.
And what is your favourite part?
Meeting other people with learning disabilities and hopefully make friends.
And have you made friends so far here?
Yes, I have.
And what do you hope will come from all of this?
Being able to live independently and hopefully get a full-time job.
Fantastic. I'm going to pass the headphones over to our next contributor now. So what's your name?
Probably Adam Passmore.
And Adam, what do you do here?
I work at the Medical Device Library.
And what's your favourite thing about working here?
To meet new people.
Fantastic. What are you hoping that you will get at the end of this scheme?
Hopefully a full-time job.
Brilliant. Thank you ever so much. And Charlotte, what do you do here?
Hi, I'm Charlotte. So I'm the employment advisor here for Project Search. I'm based at the NHS, RD&E. I work for PLUS, so it's a three-way partnership, and we work with Petroc and the NHS here. So I help these guys secure full-time jobs across the trust.
And why was it important for you to become involved in this sort of thing?
So I'm extremely passionate about working with individuals with learning disabilities, and I felt like they really do deserve meaningful work. And I've always had a passion for working for the NHS as well. So when this came up, Project Search, I thought, wow, it's fantastic to give them, you know, an NHS job that's full time and paid, and to give them that experience. Like, why not? And working with these guys has been absolutely fantastic.
Hi, Charlotte. It's John here.
Yeah, hello. hello, John.
It's strange, isn't it? I'm in a different city, in a different place, in a different studio, and I'm not there with you, but you can hear me. It's very odd.
Yes. It's almost like you're God.
Well, I didn't want to say, but... okay. You are doing a really pivotal key job here in providing some hope and some training and some on-the-job experience for people who really need it. It must be really rewarding.
Absolutely. Just seeing their skill sets but be actually applied in departments across the trust is really rewarding to see. And just watching at the beginning of the course to now how far they actually progress. And what's really nice is that different departments across the trust get involved with Project Search. So it's not just catering, they're getting involved in all different departments. So we've got individuals on the wards, we've got individuals in the estates team. So it's really giving them a flavour of what opportunities are out there.
You got any nice success stories for us?
Success stories, yes, we have. So at the moment, we've got two interns, which I'm extremely proud of. I'm proud of them all. So I don't want to just hone in on two because they're all doing very well across the trust. But I have got two interns at the moment that have already been given jobs. So I've got the lovely Adam. He's been here since October and we're now February and he's already secured a job in one of the departments. And we have Patrick, lovely Patrick. He's been working in the estates team and he's already secured a job with them. So it's just fantastic to see. I'm really proud of them.
That's magic. And it must have transformed their lives. I mean, what difference has it made to those two? I know there have been more, but those two in particular, do you think?
So at the beginning of the course, they came in and they had quite low confidence and they said to me, I don't think I'm going to get a job. And I said, do you know what? Give it time, because before you know it, I think you will. You will get a job with the trust. So actually seeing them come back here and tell me that they've been offered jobs and seeing their face, the smiles on their face. But and to be honest, it's fantastic to see. They deserve it. And like I say, they've got the skills. So why not?
Keep up the brilliant work. Can I have a chat with Mark again? Is that all right?
Hi.
Hi, Mark. Good to talk to you. And I'm just wishing you all the very best for the future, Mark, in what you do. You said you'd love a full-time job. If you could pick something that you'd want to do there at the hospital or elsewhere, what would you pick?
Oncology.
Remind us what oncology is.
It's the ward for patients with cancer. The ladies on reception like me so much that they've told Charlotte not to take me off it for something else.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that shows what a good job that you're doing there. And you said you'd like to you know, be able to live independently. What would that look like for you? What would you like?
A flat of my own with probably 500 shelves, because I have so much Lego. I need room to put it on.
So we need 500 shelves.
Yeah.
Tell me about your completed Lego sets, please, Mark.
Well, they're all to do with Harry Potter. I'm so into Harry Potter. A few weeks ago, I went to Harry Potter World in London.
Wow.
And it was so amazing. And I really want to go again.
Yeah, I've not been, but my son would love it. My son Evan, he's 13, and he loves Harry Potter as well. And we still read Harry Potter books together before bed. And, just magic, isn't it?
Yeah, it is magic.
Literally. I couldn't do the Lego sets, though. You've obviously got skills. You've obviously got... And you've obviously got patience.
Yeah.
I don't mean, like, patience in oncology. I mean, like, patience as in you...
Yeah. I know what you mean by patience.
Mark, you sound smashing it. In fact, you know, the scheme there sounds brilliant. And Charlotte sounds like she's leading in the right direction.
She is.
You keep yourself on the straight and narrow, all right? And
I will.
Look after yourself. And maybe next time I'm up there at the hospital, I'll come and say hello.
Yeah, I'd love that.
Thanks so much, Mark. Been really nice to meet you.
You're welcome.
I've made a new friend, Mark. What a top man. And a brilliant scheme. So much to offer.